And now an extended look at that GOP debate last night. The theme was the troubled U.S. economy, but the highlight was this wonky moment that turned terribly wong for Rick Perry. While talking about what federal agencies he would abolish as president, he suddenly realized that something had already abolished his brain.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
You need five.
Oh, five.
Yeah,
okay. So
five.
Commerce, education, and
Perry tried to save himself with an incomprehensible comment about the EPA, but then he just kept digging. Listen.
But you
no
can't,
doubt about
but you
that.
Can't name the third one?
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see.
Oh, my.
I can't. The third one, I can't. Sorry. Oops.
That was from the GOP debate last night. If not for that Rick Perry moment, this heated exchange between reporter Maria Bartiromo and Newt Gingrich might have been the highlight.
You have said you want to repeal Obamacare, correct?
No, I did. Let me just finish, if I may.
Would you like to try to explain, in simple speak, to the American people what you would do after you repeal the president's health care legislation?
In 30 seconds.
Take the time you need, sir. Take the time you need.
I can't take what I need. These guys will all gang up on me.
Do you want to answer the question tonight on health care now, Speaker?
Do you
want to try to answer the question tonight, Speaker?
If not for those two moments, this statement by embattled candidate Herman Cain might have been the headline soundbite.
The American people deserve better than someone being tried in a court of public opinion based on unfounded accusations. There are thousands who would say none of that sort of activity ever came from Herman Cain.
Cain once again reacting to those allegations that have dominated the headlines about him all week long. But Mitt Romney made what on any other night might have been the YouTube moment.
I've been married to the same woman for 42 years.
But it was mostly the economy last night. Romney was calling for austerity in Washington.
If we don't get serious about cutting and capping our spending and balancing our budget, you're going to find America in the same position Italy is in 4 or 5 years from now, and that is unacceptable. We got to fix our deficit here.
Michelle Bachmann blamed a lot on the prosperous Chinese.
Well, the Chinese have been bad actors. Recently, we found out that they dumped counterfeit computer chips here in the United States. We also found out that the Chinese just finished building 3,000 miles of underground tunnels where they are housing some nuclear weapons.
And Rick Santorum with Herman Cain's 999 plan, no longer the first thing out of anyone's mouth regarding Cain these days. Santorum wanted to talk about his own jobs plan.
It may not be the boldest plan in the world, but it's one that will work. It'll put people back to work. It'll give the ability of people to rise in our society.
Highlights from that debate last night, that GOP debate, it was broadcast on CNBC last night. More highlights available at thetakeaway.org. Joining us now, Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, John.
And Todd Zwillick is here with us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
So, Ron, why don't you begin? Take whatever you like there, either the Rick Perry moment or the discussion of the economy. How do you feel about last night's debate?
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, as a veteran political junkie for more than 20 years, watching Governor Perry self-destruct on stage has to be one of the most absolutely just horrific moments I've seen. I mean, I was watching that through clenched fingers, gentlemen. I just have never seen a candidate just implode like that. And I think for a fellow who was once going to be the savior of the Republican field to sort of bring us out of the doldrums and to be our standard bearer, I think we've seen the end of Governor Perry's viability.
Wow. Todd Zwillick, come on.
John,
he just forgot something.
Yeah, you know, but I was thinking about this as I was watching it because it was an excruciating moment. You know, I've been doing this show with you and Celeste for a number of years, live radio, and I thought, you know, I've forgotten stuff on the air. I've had moments like that.
Oh, hey, I have one every morning.
Right. And John, you could probably back me up on this. It's a lot easier on your ego and your psyche to be that person, to forget something live on the air when people are watching or listening, than it is to watch somebody else do it. It can be excruciating, and watching that moment with Rick Perry was the longest 20 seconds of my television viewing life. I was squirming for him. I had to look away from the television for a little while. I think that means that Ron Christie is right, and only because in this era especially, it is so easy to replay that clip. Anybody can go on YouTube. If Rick Perry ever were to hang in this race, rise in the polls to a point where he really was a threat to Mitt Romney and Herman Cain, that moment would be replayed and replayed and replayed just to make Rick Perry look frankly like a dummy. He may not be one, but he right. would look like one, and that would be really tough.
Well, he's certainly not a dummy, that's for sure, but that moment, as Ron Christie and Todd Zwillick have both characterized, will go down in history along with the, you know, Nixon sweat on the brow moment in the Nixon-Kennedy debates as a sort of television image defining a candidate. Ron Christie, give us a sense of the theme of the economy throughout the debate. Was it completely upstaged by that moment?
I think it was, and I think the way that you introduced this segment was exactly right. If for that Perry meltdown, I think, you know, we would have been talking about did Governor Romney, did he handle himself when he was asked, you know, when you were at Bain, did you allow homes to be foreclosed? Did you allow people essentially to be thrown out on the streets? Or we would have been sitting here talking about Newt Gingrich and his sparring with the anchor as it relates to, oh, well, can you actually answer that question for the American people? I think the Republicans were largely in unison on their taking the economy and their prescription to fix it. But I think that we're going to be overshadowed, and we're going to be talking about this for the days to come about the great Governor Perry meltdown.
And we won't be talking about Herman Cain's allegations anymore, and I'm grateful for that. Todd Zwillick, this has to favor Romney and, say, Santorum more than anyone else. I'm just pulling it out of the hat, but Romney seems pretty obvious at this point.
Well, Romney was solid. He didn't make any visible or audible mistakes. What really struck me, apart from the obvious Perry thing, which we've covered, everybody in that Republican field last night seemed to be happy with the way things are in the race. Nobody went after Romney. Nobody went after Cain. Romney didn't go after Cain. Given the opportunity to talk about sexual harassment and even sexual assault allegations against him, which, by the way, Romney had said earlier yesterday, allegations were very, very serious. He had given voice to that. He demurred from a chance to go after Herman Cain. There was not one, you know, Newt Gingrich was attacking the moderators and people were attacking the press and certainly attacking President Obama. You'd expect that. But everyone decided that they're apparently happy with the poll numbers and nobody wants to move up or down in this race because nobody went after anybody else. And I found that remarkable. I want to say one thing about Herman Cain, John. He said we're not going to be talking about those allegations anymore. That's as far as Herman Cain is concerned. And he's fond of saying end of story. He had a solid performance last night, but a couple of those women are planning on having joint press conferences. I'm afraid this thing isn't over, you know, in the minds of the press and everybody else.
No, certainly not. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Quick, Ron Christie, who gets a new look after last night?
I think Romney and Santorum get a new look after last night. I think Romney didn't stumble, as Todd mentioned, and Santorum looked like he handled himself quite well. Mm. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of days with those two.
So, you know, the sort of landing was Santorum possibly gets a new look, and Mitt Romney sort of maintains his low level of momentum. Todd Zwillick, what might that mean to a Rick Santorum?
Well, more national notoriety for his ideas. It's hard really to imagine where somebody like Rick Santorum would land in a race like this because his strong suit has always been, look, there's a lot of positive attributes to Rick Santorum, and you saw them on display last night. He's versatile. He's well-spoken. He's very sharp. He was such as a senator when I covered him here in Washington. But he is a values voters candidate. He is a social values kind of guy. He has ideas on the economy. He's not known for them, and he's... I don't want to make too many predictions. It seems unlikely that he would ever catch up with Romney, who's really in his wheelhouse in an economy election. You know, what was remarkable to me last night about the debate is the rise of Newt Gingrich lately in the polls. People haven't noticed too much because
he's number
of all
three,
the,
right?
Number three, and all of the controversy surrounding Herman Cain. Newt Gingrich had on display last night and had a chance to display last night why he is the intellectual standard bearer of this entire group and really why he would probably never be elected. He's as smart as all the rest of them combined. He knows how to show it. Not exactly likable, and he likes to spar with people, and he's a bit cantankerous. There's a lot of those attributes of the speaker. But Newt Gingrich was an intellectual giant last night on the economy, on healthcare, on monetary policy. Why he's not rising faster maybe is a bit of a mystery.
It's certainly what he loves, that sort of intellectual sparring.
Professorial.
Piece. Yeah, but yeah. Ron Christie, a comment there on Newt Gingrich and what Todd said about Santorum. And whither the social conservatives in the Republican base? Who do they find now?
Well, looking at Speaker Gingrich, I think his strengths are clearly equal to his weaknesses. I mean, as Todd noted, he is brilliant. He is professorial. He really, for every great idea that one candidate might have, Newt might have three. But on the flip side of that, Newt has some terrible ideas. He can be condescending. He can be belittling. And frankly, he's just not very likable with some of the issues he has with his past. So I think that he probably right now in third place is at his apex. But, you know, with social conservatives looking around, you might not know where they might head to. They might head to Santorum. Santorum, I got to work with him both when he was a member of the House of Representatives and a senator. He is a compassionate person. He has an established track record of trying to help those most in need, particularly thinking of welfare reform and enterprise zones and social empowerment. So as people delve more into his record and people get to see a little bit more of him, which we saw last night, he's obviously a very bright and very compassionate person. I'm thinking Santorum, out of nowhere, might be the alternative for social conservatives after the meltdown of Kane and, of course, of Governor Perry.
And nothing changes for Huntsman or Michelle Bachmann, Todd Zwillich?
Aren't all these questions, John, just really us asking who's going to be vice president, who's going to be the pick for Romney? There is so much inevitability around Mitt Romney at this point. Yes, Herman Cain is even in the polls. Herman Cain has his difficulties. I've said it before. If Herman Cain gets past these troubles, I think a lot of people are liking him for vice president. But you saw Michelle Bachmann, the bulldog, the sparrer last
night.
Showing her mettle as a vice presidential potential. It's all there.
Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent, and Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and former assistant to George W. Bush. Thanks so much, guys.
Take care, gentlemen.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.